Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Queens in the Morning. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, 17-time champion, Lakers. And I'm here with my sisters, the Queens. That was Oscar, I believe. He's listening in. Thank you for listening in, Oscar. I'm here with my sisters, the Queens. Good morning to you, Queen Rodelia.
Good morning, good morning. And happy Trivia Thursday.
That's right. It's Trivia Thursday, you guys. I hope you got your thinking hats on this morning. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you are doing well.
Good morning, good morning. I had mistakenly opened up. I believe that's Oscar. Thank you for listening in, Oscar. Shout out to Oscar out in Sacramento listening in to our show up early, mind you. Good morning to Gary Finney and Grace Dunnart was there for a minute. I don't know if he's still there. And everybody else that I'm not that's here on Periscope, let me start following folks. Ben Cotty. Shout out to you, Ben Cotty. I'm going to go ahead and follow you. Let's follow. His name is Ben. Welcome to Queens in the Morning, Ben. So today, you guys, in every Thursday here on the JT Network, Queens in the Morning does Trivia Thursday. So get your thinking hats on. You guys have an option today, Queen. I love the store. Have you guys heard of the store Five and Below?
No.
Julia? No?
No, what I haven't heard of that.
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Five and Below is an awesome store. They got some great things in the store, and everything is $5 and below. And they have clothes there. They have T-shirts. They have, like, you know, things that you need, like really, really good things, games. Oh, my gosh, just a great store. But I went in there the other day. There's one right by me here in Porter Ranch, and then there's one by my daughter's house in Laverne. And I went there, and don't you go to the 99 cents one? Yeah, we have 99 cents stores too, but they don't have the thing. Five and Below is killing the dollar store and 99 cents store, for real. But I did find this there, and it's a whole case of trivia. A whole case of trivia
Oh, wow.
From 80s, 90s, 2000, and 2010. So you guys have an option of picking if you want to do trivia from that, or if you want to continue with what we did last Thursday, which was Good Guess. I thought that was a lot of fun, guessing who, what, and where. So, Julia, you have the option of choosing if you want to continue to do Good Guess today. I know, right? Or you want to try just trivia from the 80s, 90s, 2000s. The trivia questions are really good. I went through some of them just to see what kind of questions they have. But I'm gonna let you choose today, Delia. And then next week, Rich Sister will be able to choose what she wants to do, what we could start off with.
My choice is for Good Guess. I was really enjoying that. I think it worked really well.
Okay, yeah. Good Guess was before we get into it, you guys, I gotta talk. You know, tonight is the last debate between Sleepy Creepy Joe, because he is creepy, and Agent Orange, the sociopath. Okay, so tonight is the last one. The sociopath, you guys, you know, he makes me laugh every time I see him. Every time I watch and see this man, he makes me freaking laugh. Now, he was just recently dancing at his last, he was in Nevada, I believe. And he had the nerve to try to dance. I mean, it was so hilarious, you guys. I had to keep watching it. That's how damn funny it was. And you know, most Caucasian in that age group don't know how to dance. I'm not saying like the new millennials and Generation Z, they know how to dance. It doesn't matter what nationality you are on that. But in the age group, 70-year-old men and 50 and 60-year-old men, they don't know how to dance, you guys. And he proved this man, he's just, sometimes I just feel sorry for him. I do, because he's not aware. It's like he's not aware of what he's doing. Now, don't get me wrong, Creepy Joe is disgusting. Like, he's scary, you guys. I got my ballot. I'm ready to, you know, go and put my vote in now. I pretty much made my decision. I'm riding with Creepy Joe. I hope that's not going to be the biggest mistake I make in my life. But I am riding with him because, you know, Trump is just a sick character. Or Agent Orange is just a sick character, you guys. He's making a fool out of himself. Yeah, he does. Grace says, I miss those dinosaurs. Where can you get household stuff? Oh, yeah, they have so much stuff at this Five and Below. I wish I could own one of them. Maybe I can. Maybe I'll look into it to see if they're franchised. I've have made my decision. I am writing with Creepy Joe and then probably going to end up having Miss Kamala as our president. You know, Creepy Joe don't make it through the 4 years. But got my ballot. I'm ready to vote, ready to do this thing. Matter of fact, may go today, me and my daughter, and put our vote in. Let me see. What are you saying? Grace said, yeah, let me know if they offer franchising. Yeah, I will. We can look into that. All right, you guys. So, Delia chose to do good guess today. Good guess today. So, we're going to do play good guess trivia today, you guys. This is a fun game. I had to make sure I had to separate the ones that I already did. Okay. So, I do have shorts on, you guys, just so you know, when I kind of lift myself up. And just looks like I just have a T-shirt on. But, no, I do have shorts on under this shirt. I have my Tupac shirt on. You know, I love me some Pop.
Definitely.
All right, so we're going to get into it. So, again, this game, you guys, is based on you have to guess by the clues that I give you where, who, or what. Okay, where, who, or what? And so, what do you want, Delia? What, where, who, what, or where?
I'll try who right now for this one. I'll do two.
Good morning, Vote for Bright. So, Vote for Bright is here to do our trivia with us. He's usually good and nice when we do our trivia. Good morning, love, sir. Love your legs. Good morning to you. All right, cool. You said which one, Delia?
Who?
Morning, Matt. Who? Okay, who? So we'll do a who for you. All righty. Let's do who. Cool. So they gave a lot of who and what, not a lot of where. Not a lot of where. So let me get to a good who. Okay, this one is good. All right. And I realized that I don't have to go in order of the that they have in here for the clue. So I won't do that. I'm going to do the hardest clues first. I do have a caller. Let me see who this is.
Hello, hello.
Just buffering 216-938. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. I think that might be Six Eyes. Good morning.
It is, it is. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Six Eyes?
Good morning.
Hey, chilling, chilling, chilling. Drinking coffee with the girls.
Morning.
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Glad to hear your voice. Glad to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
all right, guys, let's get to it.
We're playing trivia.
Yes, trivia. Okay, good. You can be involved. I love it. All right, so we're going to start with Delia. She chose who. All right, Delia. So the first clue I'm going to give you is, who am I? I am one of only three athletes to win gold medals in the same event in four consecutive Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. The next clue is, I was drafted by both the Chicago Bulls and Dallas Cowboys, despite not playing either basketball or football in college. Wow. I never knew this about this person.
Good grief.
The third
okay, so
is,
you gotta let me know it's a man. Okay.
Right.
Bulls, the Chicago Bulls and the
Dallas Cowboys. Even though he didn't
Dallas
play basketball,
okay.
They were in
Bulls
college.
And Cowboys.
The third clue is, you said, okay, so you want the third clue?
Yeah.
Not March 5th. The third clue is, I released a music album in 1987. I released a music album, not Deion Sanders. I released a music album in 1987.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I'm really drawing blank.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the next one. One of my arch rivals was Ben Johnson. One of my arch rivals was Ben Johnson. No Googling. No Googling.
I think the only way I would get this one would be to Google. But anyways, I'm not Googling. Oof.
Okay.
I think
the
I'm
going
to jump on
that. You might get it once I tell you this one. I still hold the world record for the indoor long jump that I set in 1984.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I still hold the record for the
indoor. Oh, God, that's so long ago.
Okay, this is a good one. This is the last clue, but this may give you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I was voted as Sportsman of the Century by the International Olympic Committee.
Sportsman of the Century?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I have no idea who this is.
No idea? Anybody?
No.
Grace? Google it, Grace? Tell me if it's Carl Lewis.
That's what I was about to say. Carl Lewis.
You're going
to
say that? Okay.
Yeah. Because it was that clue, my rival was Ben Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
That was
that's
the clue
what I said.
For me.
Yes. No, it's not Jesse Owens, Wilbur Bright, Bo Knows Sports, or Peter O'Connor. Good morning, Donnie. No, Gary got it first, but Gary got it first. So I didn't see Gary put it on there. My bad, Gary. So Gary actually got it first.
Yeah, I got totally stumped on that, and I should have thought of Carl Lewis, but I just so long ago.
When she said album.
Just hope he didn't sing the Star Spangled Banner.
I was just saying the same thing. Uh-oh, I'm going to get it right.
And the Rockets
Viral. It was the first movie that went viral So it's not that. You get one more guess, and that's it.
Viral. First movie went viral. Gosh.
And this should give it to you. It's a documentary, but later classified as a supernatural horror film. All right, Culper Bright, you got it. Culper Bright got it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and give the answer since Culper Bright, Delia, and Grace on Periscope got it correct. It was the Blair Witch Project. The Blair Witch
Project.
Yeah, I got it when you said the documentary and then later classified. That's when I remember. I never even seen that movie, but it, like you said, it was popular.
I saw it. I definitely saw it, and it was a trip. It was a trippy movie, or documentary, according to her, as they say, a supernatural horror film. All right, you up next, Six Eyes.
All right.
You want who, what, or where?
Let's go with what.
Thank you to a good what. Okay, this one should be good. Hold on. No, that, okay. All right, yeah, let's try this one. What am I? All right, Six Eyes. The first clue is I burn 11 calories per hour. Calories per hour. The second clue is I stop people from crying while they're chopping onions. I stop people from crying while they're chopping onions. The third clue is I am banned in Singapore. I am banned in Singapore. No Googling.
What is Donald Trump? No, let me say that.
The next clue is I am indigestible. I am indigestible.
No,
it's not a treadmill, right?
What is what is not going to be well, corn is, you can't digest corn, but that wouldn't be it.
Yes.
It's
not corn.
Not corn.
I'll give you another clue. It's not bread nut, Grace. Boper Bright, you got it pretty much, Boper Bright. He just guessed it. Okay, so let me give you another clue. I'm often made out of a natural rubber called chicle. Chicle or chicle?
Gum.
You got it right. You got it right.
Oh.
Creation of Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs. Chewing gum. Trying to type that.
All right.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, Gary Finney. Gary Finney, you up next, bro. You want who, what, or where? Who, what, or where, Gary? See what Gary says. You tickled me. Bob World, welcome to Queens of the Morning. Give me 80s trivia. Okay, he wants 80s trivia, you guys. Let me give you some 80s trivia. All right. Okay, this one should be good. One for you. All right, so 80s. Not that one. And it's kind of, you know, the 80s trivia is truly, truly 80s trivia, okay? So just so you know that. Okay, here it is. No, I don't want that one. All right, here's this one. Who voices... Wait, hold on. Okay. Who voices Gizmo in Gremlins? A, Howie Mandel. B, a computer. C, Christopher Lloyd. Or D, Harrison Ford. Who voices Gizmo in the Gremlins? Okay. A computer? No, that's incorrect. So you still got three left. Howie Mandel, Christopher Lloyd, or Harrison Ford. I'm about to upload that on here. I have it on YouTube. Let me see somebody. You just. The trivia. You're up next. Grace, you still there? Let me see if she's still there. Bowie. She said, oh yeah, she said 90s. All right, so she wants trivia 90s. All right, let's try you some trivia 90s. Pull that out. All right, trivia 90s. Here we go. What game came packaged with Game Boy? A, Tetris, B, Donkey Kong, C, Super Mario Brothers, or D, Pokemon. Said it out loud. You got it right. That was easy. That was easy, you guys. Oh, you're a gamer. Okay, you're a gamer. That's why. All right. Johnny Davis, you up next, Johnny. You want guess who? Good guess? Or you want trivia? Are you there, Johnny? Or are you somewhere sipping on coffee? Johnny, love his coffee, you guys. Let's see if he said, John Crizzy, thank you for being here. Okay, Johnny, are you there? Okay, let me see. To love me, I could be Pac-Man, yes, I love, and Centipede was my thing. I love me some Centipede. I could play that game. Okay, we're going to go back to you, Delia, good guess. Who, what?
Okay.
We're going to stay with good guess. We're not going to do the trivia from... The boxes, because they too damn easy. I gotta get some hard. I gotta go through them a lot and see the hard ones. So we're gonna do good guess. Delia, who do you want? Who, what, or where?
I'm gonna do a where this time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they don't have a lot of wares in here. I guess because they're kind of hard. Okay, let's find a good one. I'm not going to do that because she. All righty. Let's see. Okay. Where? Where am I? Where am I? The first clue is I am popular on bumper stickers. I am popular on bumper stickers.
Okay.
Okay, the next clue is, right, the next clue is, the Appalachian Trail crosses me.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Oh, Johnny wanted to join. Go ahead.
The Appalachian Trail crosses me. Okay.
So, okay, that's the second clue. The third clue is I am to have the world's worst weather. I get 40 feet of snow and 100 inches of rain per year.
Damn. Oh, my goodness. 40 feet of snow and 100 inches of rain.
Appalachian
Trail. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know nothing about the dang Appalachian Trail. Okay.
Me either.
Popular on bumper stickers. Appalachian Trail crosses me.
You want another clue?
Yeah.
Okay, the next clue is you can drive to my summit. You can drive to my summit. Hey, Josiah, good morning. You can drive to my summit.
Okay, drive to the summit. Shit. This is part of the country I don't know nothing about.
Okay. You want another clue?
Yeah. I know I'm almost
okay,
out.
Okay, the next clue is I am the tallest in the northeastern U.S. I am the tallest mountain in the north. Where am I? Not the Himalayas,
Gary. No, the Himalayas isn't even in the U.S. The Himalayas is like in Asia or somewhere. God.
You can do it.
Okay, so the last clue should give you the answer. The last clue is I am named after a U.S. president. Where am I?
Oh, my God. Fort McKinley?
Nope. And what's the name said the same thing. Bopa Wright said the same thing, McKinley. It's not McKinley. Sis, you got it right. She got half of it right. But, yeah.
Ooh, boy. Named after
it's
the
not
US
McKinley.
President.
Is saying McKinney. It's not McKinney.
Oh my goodness. You really giving me the hard one.
You give
today.
Up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Mount Washington.
I never heard of Mount Washington.
Never heard
That's
of that
the
either.
Game.
You never heard of Mount Washington?
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My sis got it. Washington, because you know she said Washington. You know that president, U.S. president, gave it away. Hey Johnny, I got Johnny on Periscope. He's on air. I guess he has to be.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you very clearly.
All right.
So Johnny, you won who, what, or where?
Let's go with who.
Okay. I'm going to get you a good who here. All right. Let's see. All right. This one is easy. This one's going to be an easy one. All right. First clue is, who am I? My interview Yeah, this is just too easy. I can't do this one because it's just too easy. I can't. Just even the first clue would give it to you. Damn. All right, let's do this one. Okay. All right, this one might be. This should be a good one. All right. I've been shot at an estimated 5,000 times. Who am I?
Damn.
Estimated 5,000 times.
Yes, you got 6 clues, so I can give you 6 clues. If that doesn't give you the answer, I can go to the next clue.
I've been shot. Okay. Give me one more clue.
Okay. I killed someone by smothering them in bird droppings. I killed someone by smothering them in bird droppings. Who am I? Wow. I never know that.
Bird droppings.
Yeah. No Googling.
Okay, give me one more.
Okay. I have killed close to 400 people. Voper Bryce said it's not easy when Google can't answer. I have killed close to 400 people.
Gosh, shooting, bird dropping, and killing. Wow.
Okay, Nick, you want another clue?
Yeah, because I'm still puzzled.
Okay, this might help you out, this next clue. I have a shaken martini every 10 minutes of screen time and smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Okay.
It's not Alfred Hitchcock either.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. Now, this next clue is going to probably give it away.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a next clue. Yes, Delia. I was created by Ian Fleming. I was created by Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming.
This last clue is going to give you the answer. Solidify the answer.
You just said that a minute ago.
Well, you should have gotten it. This one, if you don't get this one. Okay, this last clue. 7 different actors have played me in movies, including Pierce Brosnan and Roger Moore.
Oh,
yeah, tell me. I didn't either. I didn't know anything about him smothering some of them in bird droppings, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You're up next, Rich Sister. Who was or where?
I will do, I'll try where.
Okay, all right. Where can be difficult. That can be difficult, but I'm going to do this one for you, and I think you make, this one should be good. All right. The first clue is, One of my proverbs is, govern a country like you would roast a crocodile. One of my proverbs is, govern a country like you would roast a crocodile. Where am I?
I need another clue.
Next clue. Okay. Bare knuckle fighting is one of my national sports. Bare knuckle fighting is one of my national sports. Where am I?
Need another.
Okay. I am sometimes called The Eighth Continent. I am sometimes called The Eighth Continent. Not Australia, nope. Not Australia. Next clue is, I am home to half the world's chameleons. Is that English? What the hell did she say? Australia.
Chameleon?
Say that clue again.
I was trying to see what Bopper Bright said. Is that English? What the hell did she say? South Africa? No, nobody said that. Okay, the next clue is, I am home to half the world's chameleons.
Huh.
Where am I? Not Wales, not South Africa, Ireland.
I need another clue.
Okay, so another clue is, Ninety percent of my wildlife and 80% of my plants are found nowhere else. Where am I? Not New Zealand. The last clue is, let's see, I'm getting text messages. Nope. The last clue is, I am often called the Great Red Island.
The Great Red Island.
You guys are all saying the same thing. Amazon rainforest is not that. New Zealand is not that. It's not South Africa, Wales, or Ireland.
The
Great Red Island.
I can give you my own clue. My own clue that might give it to you. There was a movie about it.
Okay.
There was a movie about it. That's the last clue I can give. Half the world's chameleon sounds exactly like Washington, D.C. to me. That's what Bopper Bright said. What's up, Rob?
Oh.
It was a movie of... Rob got it. Rob, the photographer, got it so far. It's not Tahiti, though.
Okay.
Rob, the photographer, did get it. He's on Periscope. And he just joined.
Wow.
It was a movie about it. Gary Finney got it. Well, you got it, Gary, because you're a Periscope. It's Madagascar. Just looking at the ones. That's why it's not that many of them, but they're very hard. All right. Six Eyes, you're up next. Good morning. She's doing so much better. Oh, my God. She's gained 10 pounds already. My daughter has gained 10 pounds already.
All right.
She's doing amazing. Yes, I'm happy. Yeah. Thank you.
Is she playing the guitar?
She's not playing the guitar. No. I bought her a guitar. I wish she would pick it up and play it, though. All right, so who, what, where? Who, what, where would she like
let's
decide?
Let's go with who.
Who. All right. Let's get you some who going on here. All right. Let's see. Let's get some good ones. I want somebody good. I'm going to start picking these out earlier before we. All right, let's do this one. It might be too easy. Let me see. No, that's too easy. Okay. That's that one. All right, let's try this one. All right, here we go. The first clue is, I was the highest, no, Okay. I was the highest rated roast ever on Comedy Central. Who am I?
Dave Chappelle.
Nope, not Dave Chappelle. This is a good one, though. I mean, this one is going to be pretty easy. The next clue is, I am HIV positive. Who am I?
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God. I think that gave me that clue. Damn, but you mostly prostitutes. Oh. I was the highest rated roast ever on Comedy Central. My father is Martin Sheen. That would have gave it away. My real name is Arnold.
Well, that would have totally gave it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had parts in Red Dawn, Scary Movie, Ferris Bueller, Day Off, and Platoon. So that was damn easy. I don't like, you know, yeah. I'm mad because that was too easy.
Now, did you hear about the maid that played on there? Zelda?
No.
Yeah, she passed away.
No. Yeah.
She was 76. Now, the first time I remembered her was when she played on Good Times when Wilona got that bonus to get the money for the skates. But Thelma, that was mm-hmm. her, and that's the first time I remember seeing her.
Okay. Hey, Unapology. Hey, so that was okay. So Gary Finney, you're up next. What's up, Big Boy Charles? Good morning to you guys. Trivia Thursday. Gary Finney. Who, what, where? We're gonna stay with that. We're not gonna do the 80s, 90s trivia. Who? Okay. Who? This is a good one. All right. We got 12 minutes. About 7 minutes left of the show. All right, so who am I? The first question is, I wrote the script and songs for all of my shows. I wrote the script and songs for all of my shows. The second clue is, I get partial credit for the VCR. Johnny, put yourself on mute. I get partial credit for the VCR by testifying to the U.S. Senate that people should be able to record shows without violating copyright law. I get partial credit for the VCR by testifying to the U.S. Senate that people should be able to record shows without violating copyright law. Who am I?
Huh.
FCC, no. The third clue is, I said there are three ways to ultimate success. The first way, kind. The second way is to be kind. The third way is to be kind. Who am I? Now, this next one is going to give you the answer, most likely. Let's move. Nope. One of my sweaters is in the Smithsonian Institute. One of my sweaters is in the Smithsonian Institute. Who am I? Not Bill Cosby. The next clue is, I was an ordained minister.
I know it.
I do too.
Okay. Not Bill Cosby. Okay, last clue, Gary. Last clue. If you don't get this, it's not Katie Jakes. Katie Jakes ain't got no damn sweater in the Smithsonian. The last clue, and you're going to get it. And I'm sure you got the Queen's got it as well already. My children, not Bobby Jones. You got it, Voper Bite. Last clue. My children's TV show was the third longest running of all time.
There you go.
Well, bye. Let's see if he get it. I know he got it after this. Gary, come on. I think he's typing. You should have pressed the number one so I can do it. No, it's not him. It's next. Emmy, both of right got it, Gilda got it, and I'm sure Rich sister got it.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys, you know, on Periscope, you know, Donnie just let me know. You guys could, you know, ask to call in. All you guys do is hit that button, and you can I can hear your voice. So if you guys want to participate, do that. You never wouldn't have got that, Gary. I love Mr. Rogers. I used to wake up watching Mr. Rogers. That was one of my favorite TV shows. So
that's one of my favorite shows too. And you know, my great grandson, he watches Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which is derived from Mr. Rogers.
Now, did you want to know who was the piano player?
Who?
John Costa.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of that. Now. Bopper Bryce said Mr. Rogers was some kind of badass, like a Marine or a paratrooper. He could beat your ass if you called him a sissy. You know what? I love the movie. If you guys haven't seen the movie, don't worry about it.
The one that
movie is awesome.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
That movie is great.
Yes, I so love that movie, you guys. What did you think about Obama?
And what's that guy's name? Billy Porter. He was on there years ago.
Yeah, Billy Porter, yeah. But no, Sherry asked me on Periscope, did I watch Obama? I didn't watch it yesterday. I saw parts of it. I was really busy yesterday. I had a lot to do. But I didn't get to watch Obama. You know what? I'm not a big fan of Obama as I was 8 years ago because he somewhat disappointed me as being the president. I know he was limited on some of the things, but he was a disappointment to me. So and I did get your email, Jazz. So I'm going to respond back to you. My bad. 1 minute. We got to go, you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Yeah, I love it. It's pop. Delia, what is today?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. Today's the day that Six Eyes gets to make fun of me on this show.
Oh, Six Eyes. Great show, the last part. Thank you so much, Christy. Thank you guys for
October
coming through.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so get your boobies checked out if you haven't done it yet this year.
Yes, and I will doing mammograms for the ladies, so you all in good hands.
How you gonna do them, Six Eyes? Hey, virtually.
I'm gonna come.
All right, you guys.
Yes. That's the best way.
Stay tuned for Keys and More. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys on next Tuesday here. You guys stay safe out there. And.